It was an exceptionally deadly day in Iraq. At least 63 people were killed and nearly as many wounded in attacks around the country. In the worst incidents, 29 people died in a restaurant suicide bombing in Baghdad. Southeast of the capital, security forces discovered the bodies of nearly 30 people killed, execution style. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Iraqi police hammer at a crumpled car door outside the Kaduri restaurant in central Baghdad. They're diligent about the task, but there's no urgency in their voices because the body inside is clearly beyond any help. In the background, an Iraqi man, deranged by the death of his brother in the bombing, screams to no one in particular that if he lets a single Sunni man live in this country, then his voice trails off into muttered curses. The pulverizing of the Kaduri restaurant and the dismembering of many of its morning customers didn't generate much outrage outside Baghdad, but many locals took note, because it's the kind of traditional Iraqi establishment not frequented by foreigners. If you want a steaming bowl of ful, or Arab-style baked beans prepared just so, washed down with some strong, sweet Iraqi tea, this is where you come. And they did come, from the workers in the shops on nearby Sadoun Street, to the local cops on the beat, to Iraqi army units on patrol. 26-year-old Mahmoud Saoud is still standing outside the restaurant, where on ordinary days he makes a marginal living watching and moving double and triple parked cars on the street. He's heard that Al-Qaeda in Iraq was behind this, but he can't understand why.
Suddenly there was a big explosion and a lot of smoke, and we saw people fly through the windows and land on the street. Some were bleeding from the head, some had their hands sliced open. We tried to help them, but we were afraid to go inside because there might be another bomb.
To the north, another familiar scene, a suicide car bomb detonated outside a recruiting center for the Iraqi security forces, killing at least 7 people. U.S. Major General Rick Lynch insisted today's carnage was an aberration amid a general downward trend in suicide bombings.
We have indeed seen a reduction in the number of suicide attacks, specifically in Baghdad. And today we did experience 2. I mean, today a suicide bomber at 9:30 this morning walked into a restaurant that was a known restaurant for Iraqi police as they changed shift. And that did indeed happen. But to answer your specific question, we've seen a reduction in suicide bombers. And we attribute that to the effect we're having in Al-Anbar against terrorists and foreign fighters.
About 90 miles southeast of the capital, in the direction of the Iranian border, another gruesome discovery. Iraqi officials say the army recovered 27 bodies not yet identified. The men were blindfolded, handcuffed, their legs tied, each with one bullet to the head. In the past, the victims of such execution-style slayings have been Sunni civilians. All told, more than 60 bodies on their way to the morgue or to cemeteries around the country. Not a good day in Iraq, but few here would be surprised if tomorrow isn't just as bad. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.